I'm joined by Cage defender John Coke. John, it's been a frustrating season for you, I guess. You've been sort of on the bench a fair amount this season and struggling with injuries. How much are you looking forward to this new season?
Well, every season, all the players sort of looking forward to it. Everyone wants to stay injury-free for the season. It's frustrating when you're injured. Everyone knows that. But I think the squad that we're building and Dowson Hamsey are building, and every pre-season, it's full of confidence. Every football club's going to be full of confidence. But there's a special buzz around the place this season. And with some of the signings that we brought in, especially defensively, we look stronger than we've ever done in 4.5 years. So hopefully with that, we'll push on. And I don't see why we won't be challenging, not even for the playoffs, but for the title spot this year. But it's a case of just pushing on again.
You've been here quite a few years. Is that buzz that you speak about, is it a marked difference to previous years then?
It's definitely, throughout my time here, it's been difficult because you've had changing managers, changing chairmen. So players have come, players have gone. I've stuck out more than anyone, to be fair. But this year, well, even when Dowse came in, it's a fresh face, and his techniques are completely different to what anyone else has brought in. And the togetherness of the squad, that was always the problem that we've had over the last few years. We might have had good individual players, but when it came to being a team, we didn't have that sort of capabilities. But this season, last season as well, as we started to show, the team bonding sessions that they put on, and everyone's fighting for each other, and so that's the main part of what Dowse has brought in and Hamsey as well.
Last season you played pretty much everywhere across the back four, everywhere across the midfield. What do you think is your best position?
When I'm fully fit, I'd say my best position is centre midfield. I don't think K's fans have probably seen the best of me, to be honest, just because of through a lot of injuries. But I feel that Dowse has, to be honest, got the best out of me out of all the managers that have been here. And it's through telling me I need to get my head down, work harder when it comes to fitness, because there's something that I needed to work on. I've always had the short distance stuff, but working on the longer distance. So I'd say, yeah, my best position is centre mid, but to be fair, if you're anywhere in the first 11, you can't really complain. So.
And is that where you prefer to play in an ideal world, centre mid?
In an ideal world, I play centre mid, but I played quite a bit of last season near the end at left back, and that was quite enjoyable, working on a different side as well that you're used to. And it sort of, yeah, I really enjoyed it, to be honest.
Dean Lodge won the Supporters Player of the Year, cleaned up Supporters Player of the Year, Manager Player of the Year, Players Player of the Year last season. How important is he as a teammate of his to the coming campaign?
Well, I played with Lodgy quite a bit because he's had a few spells at Kingstonian. And under Dowse, Lodgy improved massively. He's always had the ability, but the technical ability, everything was there, the pace. But Dowse and Hamsey got the work rate into him, which was a massive change for Lodgy, and it showed from last year for him to clean up at the awards, to score as many goals as he did, set up as many as he did. And I think, yeah, it's a massive aspect of our game. But saying that, football is a team game, and I think Lodgy does fit. Lodgy was an individual, but now he's fit into the team so well that he's been a massive aspect for us.
You were one of the first players to sign at the beginning of the summer. Dowse obviously sees you as a key player. How much faith does that instill in you?
Since Dowse has come in, he's shown me a lot of courtesy, and he's given me a lot of confidence, and he's helped improve my game. And so when you know that you're in a settled side, and you know that the manager has faith in you, it helps massively. And I think maybe that was the problem through the last years, chopping and changing the managers. It was always building up new faith in yourself and having the confidence to go on. But Dowse has really installed that in me personally. And hopefully I want to repay that by performances on the pitch.
I asked Bobby the same question earlier. Alan and Mark seem like completely different characters when I've interviewed them over the course of the season. What are they like in the dressing room?
Oh, that's a little secret, that is. Yeah, I think you're going on the right lines that they are completely different characters. One will always take one aspect and the other one will take the other. But when it comes together, they're perfect too. The best pair since I've been here in my 5 years. Best manager and assistant manager since I've been here. So I think they work well together, but when it comes to the changing room, that's that little bit secret, I suppose.
One thing I've noticed this evening, being around the players and the management team, is the bond that you speak of. How important is that?
I think especially in football, it's a team game, and I think you need individuals, but you need to work out as a team. And the team bonding that we've instilled is brilliant. All the trips away that we've done, the lads... There's no cliques. All the lads go out together. They all enjoy each other's companies. There's no little scuffles going on. It's just, and I think when you have that in a team, it shows on the pitch because you're willing to put that little bit extra in. It might be the 89th minute. You might be 1-0 down. You might be 1-0 up. And it's when you need to really dig in deep and you need to trust the players around you. And I think through the years, we haven't really had that sort of capabilities. But this year, last year, since Dallas has come in, we've shown that we can go on and push on.
And the final word, have you got anything to say about Tommy Williams' new haircut?
Shocking.